This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 18 Pentecost Sunday CE. First posted September 26, 2010, Amos 8:4-7 Indictment of God's People, Psalm 113 Helper of the Humble, 1 Timothy 2:1-8 Prayers for All People, Luke 16:1-13 The Dishonest Steward, Amos paraphrase, Listen, you who take advantage of the needy and bring down the poor, you who can't wait to sell food at high prices, who give undersized measures for high prices and use inaccurate scales to cheat. You buy the poor for money and the needy for shoes, and sell the poorest quality provisions. The Lord promises that He will never forget what you are doing. Psalm paraphrase, Let us praise the Lord. Let His servants praise His name. May His name be blessed from now on, forevermore, from dawn to dusk. The Lord is great above all nations, and His glory is higher than the heavens. Who can compare to the Lord our God? He is seated high above, but He sees all that happens in heaven and on earth. He lifts up the poor and needy from dust and ashes. He seats them among the princes of the people. He gives barren women homes and the joy of being mothers of children. May the Lord be praised. 1 Timothy paraphrase, Paul was discipling his ministerial protege, Timothy. Paul taught him that prayers should be made for all leaders, so that believers could lead quiet, peaceable, and godly lives. It is acceptable to God, who desires that all people should be saved and come to know divine, eternal truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. Jesus gave Himself as a ransom for all people, and this has been testified to at the perfect time. Truly, Paul was appointed a preacher and apostle, messenger of the gospel, and teacher of the Gentiles, pagans, non-Jews, for this purpose. So then may all people in every place of worship to lift holy hands in prayer, a common posture of prayer, without anger and quarreling. Luke paraphrase, Jesus told His disciples a parable, a story of common earthly experience to teach spiritual truth, about a dishonest steward. A rich man heard that his steward was wasting his goods, so he called the steward to give an accounting. The steward realized that he was going to lose his job. He wasn't strong enough for hard physical labor, and didn't want to beg. So the steward decided to ingratiate himself with his master's debtors by reducing their bills, so that when he was fired, they would welcome him into their homes. The master commended his steward for the steward's prudence in worldly affairs, because worldly people are wiser in worldly matters than the people of God, children of light. So Jesus told them to use worldly wealth to make friends for themselves, so that when worldly wealth fails they would have somewhere to fall back on. Commentary, God has created this world to be very good, Genesis 1:31. The bad things that exist in this world are the result of human sin, disobedience of God's word. God has allowed the possibility of sin because He wants us to have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey His word or not, and the opportunity to learn by trial and error that God's word is good, acceptable, possible, and perfect, our very best interest, Romans 12:2. God is the provider of every good and necessary thing, and He provides abundantly for all. The reason that some lack necessities is because of injustice in the distribution of the resources God has provided. God intended us to be able to live quiet, peaceable, and godly lives. The reason we can't is because of human sin. We should pray and work for knowledge of and obedient trust in God's word, so that this objective may be attained. I believe that the meaning and purpose of this lifetime in this creation is to allow us the opportunity to seek, find and have fellowship with our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. We are all born physically alive into this creation, but spiritually inborn. This creation, and we ourselves, are limited by time, because God is unwilling to allow disobedience and rebellion forever, or at all in His eternal kingdom. God has designed this creation so that we all need forgiveness of sin, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and He has designed a Savior, Jesus Christ, In the creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. Jesus' death on the cross is the only sacrifice acceptable to God for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal condemnation. Jesus is the only one who baptizes with the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Lord has given us two commandments which summarize his entire law, word, Matthew 22:36-40, to love him, so that we will trust and obey his word, and to love other people as much as we love ourselves. If we did that, there would be no poor and needy people, we would all live quiet, peaceable, and godly lives. Worldly people know how to use the worldly system to their temporal advantage. Godly people need to learn how to use God's word to their eternal advantage. There is a day of judgment coming soon, when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to the Lord for what they have done in this lifetime. God promises not to forget the sins of those who have victimized the poor and needy. Those who have accepted Jesus as Lord, Boss, and have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been spiritually reborn in this lifetime and will enter eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. Those who have rejected Jesus as Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus, will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?